Your glory unfold, bringing you life, new life
with riches unto
the beauty of holiness.
reading from the book of Acts, chapter 1, from verse 6. When they, therefore, were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. What a beautiful service. Wonderful Spirit of the Lord. And I see we have a full house again tonight. We thank God for the attendance. And we are back on our subject tonight, on the final outpouring of the Holy Ghost for rapturing power. And just for a short background, which I cannot do much tonight, because I am trying to hit two major terminologies concerning the fullness of Pentecost, and that is the kingdom of God and adoption, or manifested sons of God. So you will have to remember the things that were spoken last night. So I badly want to reach that spot of adoption and manifested sons. And as I said, we are trying to teach directly from the statements of Brother Branham concerning the Holy Ghost and the necessity of it before the rapture take place. Yes, I repeat again tonight that without this great and final outpouring of the Spirit coming upon the end-time church, the rapture cannot take place. There is no power whatsoever to rapture anybody. There will be no power whatsoever to bring the dead again from the grave. Amen. It takes great power to bring the dead from the grave. Amen. And if you will understand that, do you know that the dead is raised up first before the rapture takes place? I guess everybody is aware of that. That the first resurrection takes place upon the earth, and those saints are here walking around, and then within a matter of weeks, then comes, our quickening. So by that time, there got to be great power upon the face of the earth to change and transform, this body. But first of all, that power comes, and there got to be dynamic power to raise the dead from the grave that was sleeping there, some of them, for 2,000 years. So you could imagine the kind of power. And that power that comes there to raise the dead here in the end time rubs off upon the living bride. Yes, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but the prophet of God says that there are waves after waves of glory. Yes, that will come upon the earth. Yes, and Pharaoh's eyes see him indicated that there are seven waves of glory. And those seven waves of glory come upon the face of the earth. And he said, when that first wave of glory hit, it bring the last church age up. Yes, and then the last shall be first. And every wave that hit the dead and bring them up falls upon the bride of Christ. Yes. And then the Bible said, we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. We have great things in store, and this message here is connected with them waves of glory, the final outpouring of the Holy Ghost for rapturing power. I like that word, rapturing power. Here, so I say rapture power out here to lay emphasis. So, just on this last message here tonight, on the final outpouring of the Spirit, I am bound to background a little. As the tape may fall into somebody's hands, the tapes cannot be produced enough to go to these places. One brother will borrow a tape and fail to give it back to the brother. He say, "Find another one." They are bold. Yeah, they go across there, borrow a brother book, one or two books. They say, "Write for more. Tell Brother Bruce to give you more. This is mine, and it would not leave my briefcase." Yes, and that is the way it goes. I tell you, those precious brethren, you know, overseas in Africa and India, they are like children, wonderful people. And you will notice that I'm back in grounding and trying to go back and forth. Always remember that the best way of teaching is repetition. And only one tape might fall in a brother's hand. Then he must have a compact lesson, or at least able. So if this tape falls into your hand, my precious brother or sister or fellow minister there overseas, remember that there are three more messages to it. And you need to get those other three messages. And all is under the title of Final Outpouring of the Holy Ghost for Rapturing Power. But all is a build-up to this message here tonight, which is on the Kingdom of God and adoption or manifested sons of God. So I lay the foundation here that the prophet of God, he contended for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit right through his ministry. Amen. As far back as, you know, in the 50s and maybe even earlier. I know he looked for a great powerful church way back in 1948 on the Angel of God. And he said that within 1 hour's time, all the gifts will be replaced in the church, and signs and wonders that was done by the apostles will be a minor thing. Amen. To what the church of God will do. And he said, we got to have it. He said, maybe after I am passed off the scene, but it will be here. It comes by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes, so that was 1948, Angel of God. So, this outpouring of the Holy Spirit was preached right through the prophet's lifetime, because that was the ministry of Elijah the prophet. The ministry of Elijah the prophet was to bring back the church to the feet of the fathers. This is the quote that I lose in writing my book here the other night. And this is how Brother Branham interpreted Malachi 4 and 6. All right. He say, at this time, he is to take that same faith, cause they got away from the original faith. And he is going to turn the faith of the children back to the fathers, the Pentecostal fathers. Another Acts 2. That's right, another one. Unquote, Abraham's Covenant, 1961. So the interpretation of Malachi 4 and 6, the prophet of God say all that means is another return of Acts 2. And shame of you if you don't know what is Acts 2. I see you looking at me strange. Acts 2, my brother, is when a sound come from heaven and the church was inaugurated by, you know, the power of Pentecost. So Brother Branham said that is what Acts 2 is. Yes, that is what means by the children faith back to the fathers. Because it goes back to another Acts 2. He said, yes, another one. Yes, we are looking for another one. Yes, sir. And in the Church Age, page 67-68, he said the true church will always try to be like the original one at Pentecost. Yes, sir. That's the true church. You want to know which is the true assembly following the message today? There in Africa, in India, you say that you were confused. Which is the true church that is really preaching Brother Branham's message? Search for one that is trying to get back to Pentecost. Check your church age book and see if it's not that way. 67 and 68 page. Time and time again we preach that. Yes, he said the true church of God will always try to approximate that one at Pentecost. Amen. And if you want to know what is a true minister, he said a true minister will always try to be like the Apostle Paul. Yes, sir. Straight on the word of God. Yes. So you have a guideline. And then what I am saying, that although Brother Branham preached an outpouring of the Spirit many places, and we quote those things right through, which we cannot get back tonight, then, you know, there are other terminologies under which he preached that outpouring. And he used the word for outpouring, substitute the word outpouring with the word anointing. And that's a scriptural word. After Jesus received the Godhead bodily at Jordan, he came to the temple in the 4th chapter of Luke, and he said, the Lord God had anointed me. Yes, sir. And then later on, the prophet of God said that the fullness of the Godhead must be in the bride. That's the fullness of Pentecost. We believe that. That made up our first message. Our second message was hooked on to the headstone, perfect love, and the teaching of the pyramid. So now that is our second message, and that also is the outpouring of the Spirit. People lied and they said that that's the word of God. The headstone is the word. That's a lie. That made our second message. Then our third message was last night, and we went back a little bit, and we dealt with the former and the latter rain. And people say that that's only the word and the message of Brother Branham. That's a lie. Yes, sir. So the former rain and latter rain, we come to find out, is the same outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Brother Branham says that Joel 2:23-25 is the former and latter rain, and that's another outpouring of the Spirit. It's a restoration to the church. Then we dealt last night again with the token. So the former rain and latter rain outpouring and the token makes up the third message. And on the third message, there, speaking of the token, the prophet of God said, you will have the token or perish. Yes, we believe that that was the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, because he called the whole of the Branham Tabernacle and all men to receive the token or perish. So it got to be an article more than what the people was receiving since 1906. Yes, the 1906 outpouring was not the real outpouring. No, but we are expecting the true outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes, there will be a return of dynamic power. Church Age, page 377 to 380, you get all those quotations there. Now, our fourth message tonight, we will embark upon the kingdom of God, and we will deal a little bit with adoption, manifested sons. And I am about to prove to you that the kingdom of God is also another terminology for the outpouring of the Spirit. I will prove it straight out of the mouth of the prophet. And then I will prove, you know, that adoption is also another terminology for the very same article on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of Pentecost. So if you miss me along the way, when I say kingdom of God, I am talking about the outpouring. And when I talk about adoption, I am talking about an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I will tie down that adoption in the word of God to a place that a heretic can never move from it. Yes. And I love when the brethren come around and I say, I preach for so long tonight, I will just be quiet and let them preach now. And they come around, and I tell you, they are very encouraging. The sisters pass by, and I tell you, we have some of the most lovely brethren. My heart went out last night for the young people. I look upon their faces for so many years, and see them sit there patiently, listening to the word of the Lord and trying to be attentive, would not even get out to go and drink some water. Yes, sir. And the Lord put a special love in my heart last night, and concern mostly, you know, and we just cannot judge and harp on the youths because one or two slip out and go about the business. Yes, but you got to watch out here, brothers and sisters, that better than 90% is here trying to catch the word of God. And we should be able to say something of encouragement to them. Yes, and be understanding. Yes, and think of what they have to go through in a time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, the days are evil, friend. It's not like our days. Not like our days, brethren. It's different today. May the Lord grant you grace, children. Yes, I look upon you from little babies, and we dedicated you. I dedicated some of you, and I see you grow up right in this tabernacle, and you have come to adulthood, many of you, and passed even the age where you should be married. But I see you sit there, and hear the words of life, and your heart is set upon the kingdom. Amen. Yes, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added to you. Let us help the young people. Let us encourage their hearts. Yes, instead of being like a schoolmaster and a police, deacons and ministers and brethren, and shun them when they do a little wrong or they are struggling, put your arms around them. Yes, and let them know that you was a young man one time. And let them know, don't go that way, brother. Don't go that way, sister. Ask them how I speak to them. I speak to them with understanding. And when they think, brother, that they are about ready to be pitched out of the church, you know, I speak to them in love. I say, don't go that way, my brother. Yes, you will regret every moment. It's the way of hell. It's the lake of fire. Don't go that way. And many times, brethren, that love, you know, overcome them. Yes, when they see the patience and the understanding, I believe that we must think, like Brother Branham said, 16-year-old thoughts. To understand how they think, how they feel. Yes, remember our brethren, they're sickly afflicted, have some kind of a love, a compassion. Yes, my brethren, we are heading to that place. Yes, sir. So I read the scripture here in Acts 1. And they came to the Lord after his resurrection, and they say, Lord, would you restore unto us the kingdom of Israel now? You see, the Jews was looking for a restoration. Yes, sir. They knew that a restoration ought to come. That is why when they asked of John the Baptist, you know, they say, Lord, how come that you are here? And the Bible said that Elias shall come. Yes, he said, Elias shall truly first come. You were correct in what you were saying. Elias shall truly first come and restore all things. I know that you are looking for restoration, and the sign of that restoration is Elijah the prophet on the earth. But now, that was for this day. When we see Malachi 4, 5, and 6, Elijah come on the scene and bring a message at the time for the full restoration. And it's a restoration of all things. So the Jews was confusing that. You know, and they say, Lord, how come that you are here already and we did not see Elias? He said, Elias came already, boys. He said, he was John the Baptist. He said, but there was another Elias that is coming down the road later on. Yes, Matthew 17:11. He said, and he shall restore all things. Now that was for us, brothers and sisters. That scripture was fulfilled in a man called William Branham. Yes, and the message that he left here and the opening of the seals will restore all things. So now, in the scripture, they still have, you know, restoration in mind. So they went up to the Lord, not knowing the plan of God. They thought that the Lord was about ready to take over the kingdom of Israel from the hands of the Romans. So they came there, and they said, Lord, wilt thou restore unto us the kingdom of Israel now? So you see, this plan was so deep, the seals were not even open yet. So the Lord answered them in such a way. He said, listen to me, Peter, James, John, listen, listen. He said, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons. You try to find out things that you ought not to find out. Yes. It is not for you to know the times and the seasons that the Lord hath put in his own power. He said, I'll tell you this though, you shall receive power. Amen. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, what was that, my beloved, is that the kingdom of God is in two parts. And the two parts is a natural kingdom and a spiritual kingdom. Amen. So now the natural kingdom is the kingdom of David that the Jews look for, where Christ will reign for 1,000 years as the son of David. Now, but when Jesus came now, he was established in the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of the earth. So now notice in all the parables, he said the kingdom of heaven is likened unto this, and the kingdom of heaven is likened unto that, but they could not understand the spiritual from the natural. Yes, sir. So Jesus, his answer from what he said here, the kingdom of God is tied up in the outpouring of the Holy Ghost like the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
I'm proving that from the scripture.
Amen.
And that is the understanding of Brother Branham. The understanding of Brother Branham is that the kingdom of God is tied up in the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Very, very simple. Yes, sir. So, the kingdom of God, and may I put in this here, according to his teaching, yes, for a deeper, we will pick up this in the things, the new world and different things, maybe. But for you to understand, the kingdom of God is truly the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but the kingdom of God is more than that. Now, the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. And in that kingdom of God, my beloved, there are houses, there are trees, there are birds, there are fruits, there is people. You understand what I mean? Yeah, there is a tree that don't wither. There are birds that don't die. There are people that don't die. So it's a spiritual kingdom. It is called the mystical kingdom, the messianic kingdom. So now it is called the messianic kingdom, which is a spiritual kingdom. So now Jesus preached a spiritual kingdom when he came.
Amen.
You understand? But the prophets preach a natural kingdom, the kingdom of David.
Amen.
So now since it was a spiritual kingdom, there was a way to get into the kingdom.
Amen.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Since it is a spiritual kingdom, there was a way to get into the kingdom in a spiritual manner. So now Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Oh my, you see what I mean? Even because it's a spiritual kingdom. Unless you are born of the Spirit now, you cannot even understand the kingdom. And then after that, in St. John 3 and 5, he says, if a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, that being born of the water and of the Spirit, my brother, is an act that takes you into the mystical kingdom. Now, another word for the mystical kingdom of Christ is the body of Christ. So when we speak of the body of Christ, we are speaking of the mystical kingdom. Now, to show you that it's not a natural something, all of us can fit into Jesus' body. No, we cannot fit in Jesus' body. That's the carnal side of it. So now when we speak of the body of Christ, you are actually speaking of the messianic kingdom. When you speak of Abraham's bosom, you are speaking of that kingdom. Yes, Lazarus died and he was taken by the angel into Abraham's bosom. You see what I mean? It was a spiritual kingdom. So now in that kingdom is, it's a spiritual world. And if this would not fascinate the children, that spiritual world is right here.
Amen.
Is right here among us. All right. Just like radio voices are passing through here now, Yes, and television pictures are passing through here right now, but you've got to switch on the television to catch the pictures. Angels are passing right now here. Yes, brethren. Angels. The voice of God. Theophanies. Yeah, rubbing shoulders with the saints. Yes. We are in the company of innumerable angels. Right in here, you mean, Brother Bruce, right in here, you mean? The Bible says that we have come into the company of innumerable angels and to the church of the firstborn. So we are in this mystical kingdom out here, but there is a way to be born into that kingdom. And that is by a revelation of the Messiah himself, or a revelation of the King of the kingdom. Yeah, you've got to understand and know the King of the kingdom in order to be born again. Yes, sir. And you cannot enter that kingdom unless, my brother, they come upon you dynamic power. Yes, to immerse you into that kingdom. Yes. So now, sometimes the Lord blesses the children and he anoints their eyes where they could look into that kingdom. Like Brother Branham. Beyond the curtain of time, open up his eyes, and within there he's seen beyond the veil. That was the kingdom of God. And to show you that it is right here, he said he looked back right there, about 25 feet, and his body was laying right there. You understand? I can't stay too long on this. But the Messianic kingdom. Now your dreams, spiritual dreams come out of that kingdom. Visions come out of that kingdom. Yes, angels jump out of that veil sometimes and appear to men. There was a kingdom going on right ahead. Yes, and when the Lord ready, an angel jump out, a pillar of fire jump out. And we had that today. And they contact human beings. And they come to tell you what is going on in that kingdom. Yes, sir. So now what we are trying to do, beloved, is that we, from the natural kingdom, God has prepared a way. He died on Calvary, and he has a plan and program to take you into that spiritual kingdom. In that kingdom, there is no sickness, there is no sorrow, there is no aging, there is no death. Oh my, there is only peace, there is only happiness. Oh, yes. In that kingdom, there is no night, my brothers and sisters. There was only joy unspeakable and full of glory. So that is why he preached. Jesus came from that kingdom. Yes, he came from that kingdom. He said, I came from above and I go back above. What is this above? My brother, way in the cloud? No, it's that Messianic kingdom. His spirit jumped right out of that Messianic kingdom. Out in that kingdom, hold all your tea up on your bodies. Yes, that if you die, one of them bodies, you just slip into it. And inside of there, your theophany is inside of there. So God prepared a body like that before the foundation of the world. And there was another Brother Bruce there. There was another Wendy down there. There was another Jack down there. My God, from the foundation of the world. There was another Sister Sheila, another Brother Sam down there. But the only thing is that they're young. And they don't get old. Yes. For you to understand this word of God from that kingdom now is that your theophany jump out of that by the permission of God and come, my brothers and sisters, and rub shoulders with you. Yes, and anoint you. Yes, and Brother Brandon said, so when you get that revelation, you heard from your theophany. Yes. And then the angel of the Lord jump out of that kingdom, and this is that you feel in the house of God here. You start feeling a certain chill go through your body. Yes, you start feeling humble. You start feeling, my brother, the power of God. The little sister get up and dance. She get up and sing. The little brothers and them jump out, my brother. So now when you come to the house of God, don't watch around, brethren. Yes, try, listen to me. When you come and you try to be quiet, what happened? You are pushing back this natural man here because he's a man of the earth. And your soul now is a spirit man. And he ushers out and he contacts the kingdom. You see what I mean? Yeah. So if you will be quiet And if you would meditate on the Lord and forget all that is around you, your soul, which is a spiritual being, made to contact Almighty God, it reaches out into that kingdom. Yes, and it starts feeling the presence of God. Yes, and all kinds of things start happening. The Lord search your soul. Yes, and He cleanse your soul, wash you up. My God. It will take me the whole night. Yes, my beloved. So, that is really the teaching of Brother Branham. And without God sending a prophet, we will never know anything about the kingdom of God. We will just think that the kingdom of God is the new world to come. Yes, it is. You will think that the kingdom of God is the millennium reign. Yes, it is. Yes, my beloved. But there is a spiritual kingdom. Yes, that will materialize one of these days in the millennium and in the new world. And it will still remain a spiritual kingdom. Yes, so we will have access both to the spiritual and the natural kingdom. All right, so now there is a power, according to Jesus and according to St. John 3, there is a way to get in there. Yeah. Except a man be born again, he cannot understand it. Right. Now a natural man hearing me speaking this, he say, these people are mad. Yeah. What? Yeah, there is a world here? That is what he said? Yes, sir. But if I tell that natural man their television pictures right there, he will say, yeah, that's true, science proved that. Yes, sir. Well, the same way that your science proved that is the same way that the Bible proved. Yeah. Yes, sir. That there is a spiritual kingdom. And there is a way to get into that kingdom. My God, I like that word, messianic kingdom. Yes, it's the kingdom of the Messiah. And then Jesus spoke of that, you know. He said, in my Father's house, which is kingdom, in my Father's kingdoms are many, kingdom is many palaces. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. My Lord. Beloved, let us live for that. Youth, let us live for that. The lust of this world will pass away. The pleasures and all these things here is for a moment. It is going to pass away. You'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God, yes, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Wherein shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed unto thy word. Yes, cleanse our ways, my beloved. Yes, beg the Lord to open up your eyes to that kingdom. It's a reality to Brother Bruce. It's a reality to many here. We live for that kingdom. Yes, we believe it by faith. We understand it. Yeah, we feel the presence of God out of that kingdom. Yes, we rejoice in that kingdom. There is eternal life in that kingdom. My Lord, I don't want to start a preaching. Yes, sir. Hear this, friend. And here, Brother Branham interpret again Joel 2, 23 to 25. And this quotation says, I will restore. 1954. Hey, how the prophet interpret this. This is a wonderful quote there, Brother Chaka. Yeah. I will restore, said the Lord. Restore what? All the beauty that she was at one time. Speaking of the bride. I will restore the same church that I had at Pentecost. I will restore the gifts of the church, the Spirit. I will restore signs and wonders. I will restore speaking in tongues. I will restore the prophet. I will restore all, said the Lord. And she is coming right up now as a little tree, growing right on up into the kingdom of the living God. Unquote. Do you see how the prophet of God tied up Pentecost and restoration together with the kingdom? I am proving to you that the terminology kingdom of God is actually the outpouring of the Spirit according to the prophet's teaching. I will quote very quickly and let him speak to you. All right. This is taken from Image of the Beast. Thou art Simon, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? The Holy Spirit. The Bible said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. I mean the kingdom of God. Now he said, some standing here will not see death until they see the kingdom of God coming in power. Just a few days later, till Pentecost. Said, you won't see that until you see the kingdom of God coming in power. Now he said, Peter, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. In other words, to the Holy Spirit. Whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. Is that right? So, he was crucified, died, rose the third day, was on earth 40 days among men, ascended up into heaven, told them to wait till they seen the kingdom of God come upon them. At this time, the Father will restore the kingdom in a spiritual form to them. Yes, sir. They went up to the city of Jerusalem and waited there for 10 days and nights, and all of a sudden the baptism of the Holy Spirit came. The kingdom of God come with power upon them. Is that right? Question and answer, image of the beast, 1954. That concord, that don't need any explanation. He said that the disciples were standing there, and Jesus said, some of you would not taste of death till you see the kingdom come. Is that right? He said, a few days after they entered the upper room, he said, and they had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and Jesus' prophecy was fulfilled. The kingdom came upon them. Yes, sir. My Lord, that kingdom has angels. Rushing mighty wind. All right, hold on. From church order, Hebrews. All right, here you are. What he got? The keys to the kingdom, Peter. Where is the kingdom? It's within you. Is that right? The Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God. We know it. We are born into the kingdom as subjects and delegates. Look, he has got the keys to his side. What are you going to do with it? This is the first time the door was ever opened. Unquote, Hebrews. All right, proving his word, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see. In other words, understand the kingdom. Because the kingdom is the Holy Spirit in you. So you have to understand what this is in you. Proving his word. All right. All right. Now, there are so many quotations here. I will have to highlight some soon as you get the drift of it. All right. Take an angel, then with the coals of the altar, and send your power upon us, Lord. Grant it in fullness of thy spirit. Father, hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer as believing children who stands. Praise be to his name. Oh, like waves of glory falling. Oh, the dewdrops of mercy. Oh, praise be to God. May our souls wait. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? This is the Holy Spirit that comes. This is that unseen force that drives us into the kingdom of God, the blessings of Pentecost. Amen. Unquote. Now you see, what is that Holy Spirit? Brother Branham felt the Holy Spirit, and he gave you a description of what the presence and the Holy Ghost is. Maybe you missed that there. Did you? He said, oh, like waves of glory falling. That is how he described when he felt that power. He said, oh, the dewdrops of mercy. Oh, praise be to God. May our souls wait. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? This is the Holy Spirit that comes. Yeah. This is that unseen force that drives us into the kingdom of God, the blessing of Pentecost. How many could say we feel the same thing? All right, the presence of God that comes to you, my brother, is the force that is driving you into the kingdom of God. We have experienced that over the decades. And all that you are feeling here, somebody said to feel real cold. Somebody said to feel so humble. Somebody cry. Somebody shout. Somebody dance. Somebody, my brother, just be quiet, my beloved. That's the force of the Lord that is driving you into the kingdom. What is happening, my brother, is that the spirit of your kingdom is right here. And the presence of the Lord is trying to push you a little further. Push you a little further into that kingdom. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, my. He told Peter, I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven on the day of Pentecost when the kingdom of God had come in the fullness of its power. Do you believe that? Unquote, hear his voice. The kingdom of God came in the fullness of its power on the day of Pentecost. But there was a man who was holding the keys. Yeah. All right, I'll give you this. And you are, when you are genuinely baptized with the Holy Ghost, you are in the kingdom. Now you say, Brother Branham, is that true? Question and answers, 1964. Unquote. Is that true, Brother Branham? When you are genuinely baptized with the Holy Ghost, you are in the kingdom. Is the truth? Yes, sir. Okay. Now, God's kingdom is not of this world. And when Christ was here, he gave us the program of God's kingdom, the Father's kingdom, which is his word. Now, if you want to know how to get into that kingdom, the word has got it. If you come in at any other door, you got to come in the same door the rest of them come in by. If you try to make some other entrance, why, you are the same as a thief and a robber. If you try to come into this kingdom by what they receive, my brother, in 1906, you're a thief and a robber then. Oh, yes, sir. You're a thief and a robber. When Peter on the day of Pentecost opened the door to the kingdom, he did. The kingdom had just been set up at Jerusalem. The church began in Jerusalem. The kingdom was set up on the day of Pentecost. And when men wanted to know how to get into this kingdom, Peter said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, because that's what puts them into the kingdom. Falling apart. The world is falling apart. All right, friends, I am proving to you that the fullness of Pentecost is also called the kingdom of God. And there is a variation there. It's not altogether say, well, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of Pentecost, is the kingdom. The kingdom of God, my brother, the power of the Holy Ghost push you into the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Yes, that is what it is saying. So let me cut it short here and just give you the highlights. Right. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into the mystical kingdom of God. See, he called it mystical kingdom of God. And that you will find on unity, one God, one church. Mystical kingdom of God. It is a mystical kingdom because it's not a natural kingdom. Mystical, there's something mysterious about it. Yes, sir. So now, you couldn't see the kingdom of God because the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit. And he said, some standing here shall not taste of death, until they see the kingdom in power. He said, then the kingdom of God, the Bible, is within you, it's within you, the Holy Spirit, and you can see that with your eyes. So, it means to understand it. That is question and answer, 1959. The kingdom of God is within you, the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit, mark of the beast. Yes, sir. And then, he said, a bride will be Messiah, sir. Yes, sir. One holding forth the representation of the Messianic kingdom. Yes, sir. He said, so you are Messiah, young messiahs upon the earth. All right. Let me just hit some of the highlights. And we will go on. Because this is enough to prove to any man that wants to believe that the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is actually the kingdom of God and the power to push you into the messianic kingdom of Christ, which is his body. All right. If a man would not believe with four or five quotations, he won't believe again. So why give him 100? If a man would not believe, my brothers and sisters, with three or four solid quotations, you could give him 100. It would not make a difference. Yes, so don't argue with anybody. All right, I hit you the highlights here from unity on one God. The Holy Spirit is God's spiritual kingdom moving in man. Over here, question and answer, 1959, the kingdom of God is within you, it's the Holy Spirit. All right. I will read this one, though. He's positionally born into the kingdom of God by the Holy Ghost. When you are born, then positionally born into the kingdom of God, then the Holy Ghost has set in the church some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors, some evangelists. Then he gives into their speaking with tongues, interpretation of tongues, knowledge, wisdom, gifts of healing, all kinds of miracles. That is Ephesians parallel Joshua 19 and 60. Right? And all that the prophet of God is saying, that when you enter the kingdom of God, the Lord positioned you to use the fivefold ministry or the nine diverse gifts. All right. Over here, in five identification, he said the church is a mystical kingdom. And the mystical kingdom is the mystical body of Jesus Christ. That is 1965 identification. He said, the kingdom of God is a mystical kingdom, and then the body of Christ is also a mystical body. They are one and the same. So now understand that when we speak of the body of Christ, we are talking about the kingdom of God. We are talking about something supernatural. My God, to think of that spiritual world. Beloved, that right here, there was a kingdom right here, and us little worms underneath here. And that is right above us here, and us to the worms, my brothers and sisters. And the Lord, trying by his power, he said, come up, children. Come up in here. Yeah. Below there is death. Underneath there is Sodom. Underneath there is, you're going to the grave, is pains and sorrow. Come this way, children. And there was a great magnetist force trying to pull you into this kingdom of God. Encourage your heart. He sent his preachers, he sent the word, he sent his presence. Yes, to encourage your heart. Come up this way. Come up this way. Yes, this is the kingdom, a mystical kingdom. Yes, you cannot see your mother, you can't see your father, you can't see the brothers that go on, but they are inside of there. And say, amen, brethren. Come up, brethren. Come up, brethren. Yes, sir. Come up, brethren. Yes, I wish they were here. Come up, brethren. Forget the things of the world. Come up, brethren. Kingdom of God. Yes. So then, you are sealed into the kingdom of God. Okay. You are still outside of the kingdom without the Holy Ghost. A man that do not have the Holy Ghost is outside of the kingdom. All right. That is question and answers, 1959. A kingdom is of the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God and the Holy Ghost is one and the same. That is kinsman redeemer. And then mark of the beast. Brother Branham said the kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Over here he said Pentecost is the kingdom and glory of God. That is what happened on the day of Pentecost. The kingdom came. Yeah. And here Jesus prayed, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. For thine is the kingdom. You say the rest. For thine is the kingdom. The what? The power. And the what? The glory. For thine is the kingdom. And the what? The power and the glory. Yes. He shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Yes. So that is the prayer that Jesus prayed. Yes. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. So now the prophet of God is repeating that out here. And he said, Pentecost was the kingdom and the glory of God. Amen. Yes, that is the way back, way back. All right, then you are sealed into the kingdom of God by divine love. You don't see how this thing tie up? You are sealed into the kingdom of God by divine love. All right, then that makes the capstone, my brothers and sisters, the seal of God and the Holy Spirit. And it puts you into the kingdom of God. Amen. Is that right? Yes. So now what you are looking there in the term of the body of Christ really is, you know, the coming from the Messianic kingdom. So now when the capstone comes upon you, it seals you into that kingdom. There is no coming out whatsoever. You won't want to come out, but I'm just saying, if you even want to come out, you cannot come out. You are sealed unto the day of your redemption. Ephesians 4 and 3. All right, so you are sealed by divine love. And then the baptism of the Holy Ghost seals you into the kingdom. Believest thou this? And then sealed into the kingdom by the Holy Ghost. Again, mark of Christ. Yes, sir. And then the last one here that I will give you, although I have many more. And sealed into the kingdom of God, which is the body of Christ, by the capstone. Yes, you are sealed into the body of Jesus Christ by the capstone. So now that takes care of the terminology of the kingdom of God, yes, which is the same outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How many is convinced? How many are convinced? From the very teachings and quotations of Brother Branham, that the kingdom of God is the same article of Pentecost. It's just a different terminology. All right. So we are fully persuaded. Yes. And we want our brethren out there overseas to be fully persuaded. And like Brother Annan said the other night, now Brother Jack, come over. He said, Brother Bruce, it will be a sin to disbelieve. Yes. Those brethren are poets. Yes, when the meeting is over to hear these precious brethren, they say, Brother, it is a sin to disbelieve. And that's the truth. Brother Frank came over there, and he would say something. Yes, the next brother come over, he says something. All that brings faith. Yes, we are fully persuaded by the word of God. Yes, the kingdom of God. Now, let me slip over into the subject of adoption. Now, the subject of adoption, Bible adoption, is also the fullness of Pentecost. And I am about to prove that. Now, there are preachers all around the world today that claim to have the fullness of God, but still looking for the placing of the sons and still looking for adoption. They are deceived of the devil. And the Lord is not coming to them in the least. No, friend, there is a way to come to this adoption. And the adoption is very simple. And I am going to quote the scripture here for you to just refresh your mind. I preach in all of these things. Many years ago, brethren, the kind of messages that were heard in this church. Now I tell you, the deep teachings that we really heard, sometimes we forget them. But all these subjects of adoption, capstone, cornerstone, onus, fullness, yes, all these messages were preached. Yeah. Now here, this adoption, I don't want to tie up your minds, but now Brother Paul speaks of this adoption in the book of Galatians. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so, we, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of this world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Which means, praise the Lord. Yes, sir. So now, my subject is not altogether speaking of adoption. It is going to take some time. I am presenting the prophet of God tonight. Let him tell us what is adoption. I am fully persuaded from what I read that the adoption is nothing less than the fullness of Pentecost, because it does the very same job like the outpouring that is coming to the end time bride. All right. So now, to make it simple to you, this word adoption might, you know, type a lot of people. In our modern world today, when we say adoption, it means that we adopt a stranger's child. Now, this adoption is a different thing. This adoption here is adopting your own child. That is Bible adoption. And what is it? Is that here a man has a kingdom. He is a king. And this great king, he has a son. Now, this son, he is heir to the throne, and he's Lord of all, Brother Paul said. Remember me reading that just now? He is the Lord of all, but he differs nothing from his servant, because power is not yet invested into him. You understand what I am saying? He differs nothing from a servant, and yet because power is not invested yet into him. Yes, sir. So now he grows up, and then his father gets a tutor. Yes, a headmaster. And he chooses the best tutor, and he gives him this. Listen, it takes a tutor to lead you to true adoption. Yes. You love it? And that tutor is the Holy Ghost. But that Holy Ghost works through man. Yeah, if you don't have the right tutor, you will never be adopted. And if you never be adopted, you are going through the tribulation. You've got to have somebody, my brother, to tutor you. To tell you what is right. To tell you what is wrong. Yes, sir. And after you are tutored by the Holy Spirit, working through the man of God, the man of God that is truly called of God and sent of God, then your adoption is certain. Yes. So now you come under tutorship and you differ nothing from a servant. You have no power in you. You cannot do nothing. Yes, you cannot sign a check. I'm talking naturally. You cannot sign a check. You cannot command anybody in the kingdom. Yeah? And everybody knows that you are powerless in the kingdom. Oh, yes. So, my brothers and sisters, there come a time that the father, after this man become of age, which is about 30 years of age, they used to be, that they consider a man responsible. Not 18 years, and this fellow can't even change his diapers. Yes, sir? And take out his pants and throw it in the house, and the mother have to pick it up. Yeah? That's the kind of a man we have today. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's the kind of a man, and they make them man at 18 years of age. And they don't know right and wrong. So now, this fellow is about 30 years of age, and after he reached about 30 years of age, he is well tutored now to the rules and the regulations and the law of the kingdom. And after he's tutored concerning the laws of the kingdom and his father's will. Yes. And how to handle power. God cannot give you power until you know how to handle power. So you are tutored how to handle power. So then there comes a certain day, and they call the friends and the families and the soldiers all together, and they put this fellow up on a hill, and they put on a white garment for him. A white garment. And after they put on this white garment, then the father come out and declare him, brothers and sisters, adopted. And that adoption, all that adoption means is that I have now given you authority and power. Your name on the check is good as my name. What you hire is higher, and what you fire is fire. Yes, and then he declared that with the sound of a trumpet, yes, to the entire congregation, that this is my son, and I have positionally placed him. So the word adoption is to be positionally placed. Don't you understand that? The word adoption is to be positionally placed. That is what adoption is. So now he takes his son, and now he brings him there and declare him as a man positionally placed to take the place of the father. His word is as good as his father's word. deity is in him. It is good like when God speaks. Now your mind is reflecting back at the quotation. All right. So now, this here, adoption, we will use another word for the understanding, and that is placing the Son in his rightful position of authority and power. I think that is simple. You understand what I mean? Huh? Bobby, you understand what I mean? Amen. Yeah, not too much. Now, positionally place the Son, right, in the position of authority and power. Now, watch carefully now. I'm going to tie manifested sons into that so easily for you. All right? Now, keep your mind. I am saying adoption means to positionally place the Son in authority and power. All right, now, this Son that get authority and power, my brother, he must manifest his power. Come on. Oh, my. He was what? Manifest his power. Don't he manifest his power? Now, what is the thing, my brother, to say that I have authority and power and I don't manifest the power? You must be able to manifest the power. Now, this is the same thing out here. When you are adopted, you are positionally placed, my brother, in authority and power. And then you become a manifested Son of God. How you become a manifested Son of God? Because you start manifesting your power. Yes. You show that you are manifesting the power that God put inside of you. So that is manifested Son of God. Very simple. All right. Now, brethren, Brother Branham talks so much about this subject. I don't know how far we will reach tonight, but I will give you enough to prove what I am saying. Now, that story that I just told you here about a king and his son on adoption, it came strictly out of Brother Branham's message. Okay? And that is how he explained adoption. I am saying from the teachings of Brother Branham, adoption is the fullness of Pentecost. It is authority and power coming down into the bride in the last day. Yes, and when that authority and power comes inside of them, they have to manifest it. So they become manifested sons and daughters of God in the last day. So now I will put in the next scripture because you will now understand with that. I am reading concerning now something to prove this in the scripture. I reckon that the suffering of this present world, as Romans 8:19 I will take, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. All right, follow me carefully. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Listen to this. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. My Lord. What are you waiting on this adoption for? To wit, the redemption of our bodies. Brethren, after all what you heard throughout the week, you should know very well that adoption is tied up in the power for the rapture, redemption of the body, and you should know by now that adoption is tied up in the first resurrection. Come on, I'm placing it right in the Bible here. I am telling you that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes to the end time bride to quicken their bodies, and to bring again the resurrection of the saints from the dead. Here the Bible is telling me that there is a certain adoption. And all creation, both the living and the dead, is waiting for that adoption to take place. And when that adoption takes place, it's going to bring the dead from the grave. And it's going to quicken your mortal bodies here in the end time. So I have proven to you by the scripture that adoption is the very same article from Pentecost, which is the fullness of Pentecost. And the world is waiting for that outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the end time. And the dead is waiting on the outpouring. My brother, the birds are waiting on that outpouring. The fishes are waiting for that outpouring. My brother, the vagrants are waiting for that outpouring. The nations around the world are waiting for that outpouring. I'm telling you the truth. And the creation groaneth. Yes, and travailed in pain together until now, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. The church is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. The eight patients are waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. The sick and the afflicted around the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Cancer will be a toothache to what is coming. And when they cry under that pain, my brother, they are waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. These sons of God cannot manifest nothing until they come to the fullness of Pentecost. Case closed, my brother. We could close our Bible and go home because the Lord God had spoken from His scripture. But let us hear the confirmation of the prophet. Let him teach us. Oh, my God. Don't you see? That people are already deceived of the devil. Huh? That here, brother, they think that they have the fullness of God in them. And they are waiting for an adoption too. Adoption is the same fullness of God. Same outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And what bring these sons of God into manifestation is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And Jesus was the first manifested son. I'm saying Jesus was the first manifested son. He waited for 30 years and one day, my brother, God, the Lord, adopted him. I'm saying God adopted him. And he said, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved son. Hear him. Yes, he was adopted, my brother, and the clothes that he had on, my brother, turned white like light. Yes, and Mount Transfiguration. And say, hey, him! Yes, sir. Now, don't get your line tangled up there now. That was the ceremony of adoption. That was the ceremony of adoption. But, brother, the true adoption took place on the banks of Jordan. When the same voice at the banks of Jordan said, my brother, this is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased. Today I adopt him. I give him power and authority. The Lord God had anointed me to preach the gospel, to open the prison bars, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Yes, sir, the manifested Son of God. But on Mount Transfiguration, my brother, the Lord repeated the thing. Yes, and he reminded them that this is an adopted son. So his garment changed into white like light up on Mount Transfiguration. Yes, and then Moses disappeared, and then Elijah disappeared, and a voice from heaven spoke and said, hear ye him. That's the one that you ought to hear. Hear the manifested Son of God. Mount Transfiguration. Oh my. Let me confirm this by a few quotations at least. Yes, the prophet of God, position in Christ. Let me just repeat that. Adoption means to positionally place you in Christ with authority and power in your hands. And when you start manifesting that power and authority, you are manifested sons and daughters of God. Yes. So you cannot preach adoption until you preach manifested sons. So that is why Brother Branham said adoption or manifested sons. Yes. I told him. Position in Christ. Oh God, our Father, we are groaning, waiting for that time of adoption. And we believe that one of these days the Holy Spirit will move in. Not with a new birth, for we have received that through Christ. But you will adopt your church then. Then she will be clothed in the power of the resurrected Lord. And we pray, Father, that you will do this quickly, for the days look so dark and evil ahead. We pray that you would adopt us now, Lord, into your family. Give us the authority that we need, Father, to make the gainsayers keep still. Doesn't that sound like a return of Pentecost? Authority and power? Right? Yes, sir. And when the Lord adopted his first son called Jesus, right, he gave him all power and authority. Amen. Yeah, all power and authority. That was an adopted son. Now, Hidden Life, Chicago, 55. The first one was 55. Now, the same son that was born into a family could be adopted into the same family or placed into the same family. Yeah. Or give a position in the family that he was born into. And I do believe that that is the work of the Holy Spirit today among the church, is trying to place in the church positionally apostles, teachers, prophets, and so forth. And we have seen many false alarms and so forth moving amongst the people, which only indicated that a real genuine adoption was at hand. I believe it. God has to place into the church. That's the business of God, not of man. Unquote. I hope you understand. He said, when you see the false alarm that everybody turning out apostle, Apostle Duke, Brother Chandler, Apostle Oral Roberts, Apostle this, and prophet that. He said, that's a false alarm. He said, that's only a sign that the real adoption is coming. Yeah. That is only a sign that the real adoption coming. Beloved, you don't know the grace of God. You sitting right there with all your little problems. You men sitting there with all your little problems. You think that God can't even use you as a youth, as a brother. You let that fullness of Pentecost come. You might win, my brother, 10,000 souls for the Lord in one of your meetings. Yes, sir, the apostles and all of them had all kinds of faults. But when that adoption come, my brother, God used them mightily. It is coming by his grace. You are a covenant people, children. You are a covenant people. Take courage here tonight. Yes. All kinds of things might go wrong, but your heart is set on eternal life. Your heart is set on that promise, my brother. That token is yours. That adoption is yours. It's coming to you, my brothers and sisters. Claim all your family in the name of the Lord. Satan has taken them away, but the Lord is able to redeem them. My Lord, speak the word power. I give you the salvation of your boys. I give you the salvation of your girl. I give you the salvation of your old mother, your old daughter. I am a believer. My Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Prophet of God said in Hidden Life, he said, the adoption is near. Now I believe that that is the time that the church has arrived at today. That the next great move is the church is for God. After we have seen the false alarm, but now God will place in his church correctly. Place in his church correctly. Apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. Not man-made seminary. No, but God will place into his church. Yes, friends, not theology, not runovers, not overnight, sir, but God will place in the church as God has chosen, as the Holy Ghost has tutored this church and raised it up, and in there God will adopt into the position of his sons. They are already his sons, but whether they are worthy of the position that he has for them. That adoption is near. The time in parable of the church is time for that. Now let's drop back to the hidden life and find out what this is going to require to get into this place of adoption, children. Unquote. The adoption is nearing. Let us drop back. Let us be quiet. Let us be still. Drop back and find out how to be adopted. Children, you have already found out that. You are sitting under the right tutor for many years. And you have no reason not to be adopted. The grace of the Lord is coming to a covenant people. Yes, and he would adopt every one of you that have eternal life first place in your life. Yes, never mind your fault, I'm telling you, brethren. Listen to me, there is a lot of corruption in this mind and heart. If we go to follow everything that enters our mind, we will be mad people. Yes, my brother, that's the old stinking devil. Yeah, to bring discouragement down in our minds and our hearts, my brother. Be not discouraged, my brother. Look at the promise of God that is coming. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. I want to see this power more than anything else. I believe you want to see this power more than anything else. Yes, I want to see signs and wonders more than anything else. I want to be people saved by the millions. And we will have millions saved, my brothers and sisters. Oh, my Lord. Yes. Where I think Pentecost Field, 1959, God will place in the church the place that he sees you. After he has adopted you into his family, he will call you out someday in a little prayer meeting. The first thing you know, and place the robe upon you. Oh yes, what they receive on the day of Pentecost is the robe. Yes, remember the wedding garment, man? And place the robe upon you and say, now, son, I have sent you to preach the gospel. The whole world will know about it. Unquote. When God adopts you, the whole world will know about it. Yeah, that's right. He will call you out and say, son, I have sent you to pray for the people. Just watch the things fly then. When he adopts you into his family. But you can't push that. You can't mentally work that up. God vindicates his gift. God proves his gift. But what is the gift without the giver? What is the gift without the giver? That's what is the matter today. Unquote. Brethren, the people cannot wait for this adoption. They have to manufacture something. They have to pretend that they are apostles and prophets and teachers. That is why, brother, I never come here to the pulpit and tell you I'm a prophet, I'm an apostle, I am this and I am that. Because that will be contradictory to Brother Branham's teaching. That will be contradictory to my teaching. Yes, that comes by the adoption. When the adoption comes, you're going to find out who I am. Yes, sir. When the adoption comes, I will find out who you are. Yeah, don't make any false alarm. And try to claim a position before God give it to you, he said. Yes, behave yourself there in Africa and India. You ain't nobody, you're a Gentile dog. Yeah, that is what God is, a Gentile dog. Yes, sir, trying to get a position before God give it out. Yes, Santiago trying to play that he's Christ. Yes, a Gentile dog. Made a prophecy that he's coming out in a tent. Yes, sir, I think it was 2004 it was. Yeah, you cannot even find him now. Gone down in a hole and trying to hide. Built several tents all in Mexico and different places. And now my brother cannot walk the third pole in the tent. Dog must be sleeping in it. Humble your heart. Oh, my. Continue the quote here. Oh, he is real, adopted by the Father into the fellowship and into the body of believers by the Holy Ghost. See where the adoption is? In the body of Christ. And a vindicated ministry proving you don't have to talk so much about it. God does his own talking. God testifies of his gift. Unquote. When the adoption takes place, you don't have to talk very much. God speaks by signs and wonders. Silver and gold have I none. By such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. God start talking, boy. Yes, sir. Jehovah Jireh, 56. After he was already his son, born in the family, he became adopted in the family. Also, he was adopted, taken out, and put on a white robe on, and he was adopted into the same family he was born into. God still places his children in his church, and the time of adoption is at hand. Unquote, beloved, Brother Bruce is telling you that the time of adoption is at hand. Because Brother Branham said the time of adoption is at hand. That adoption is the fullness of Pentecost. It is not a different article coming this way, that way. All these people that run out there and claiming to be apostles and evangelists, yes, and claiming to be messiahs and claiming, my brother, all kinds of fancy positions. You don't bother with them. Huh? They are false alarms. Brother Branham said they are overnighters. Yes, we call them overnighters. He said they are runovers. Our rabbi says they are runover. All these apostles on the radio are runovers. I'm telling you, God is a runover. Yeah, all these false prophets around the message, claiming to be messiahs and claiming this and claiming that, are runovers. If you're an apostle, my brother, you will have the sign of an apostle. Signs of apostle will follow you. Not apostle by name. No, you will follow, my brother. You will manifest what Paul manifested. Oh, my. Let me go on. Can I go on a little bit? All right. Hear ye him. Then after that ceremony, that son had a right. His name was just as good on the check as his father's was. There is where the church should be today. The things that I do, shall you also do, and more than this shall you do, for I go unto the Father. That is where the church is supposed to be today. Yes, friends, I'm skipping a little, but I think you get the idea. And God is trying today to make his church stand still long enough that he could place them into their position. Unquote. Isn't that what I'm telling you? Stand still long enough. Wait, brethren. The Lord has an outpouring coming. Well, here the quotation for it. And God is trying today to make his church stand still long enough that he could place them into position. Yeah. But men, teachers are making it. Oh, hallelujah. We are all this. We are all that. Oh my, what a conglomeration. A mess is done. It's a placing. That is what they cannot do. Any true church and any true man of God will be holding the people still, and the tutor will be tutoring them before the adoption. Yeah. She says, son, this is the way to act out here. This is the way your father wants you to act. This is the way that your father wants you to go. When that power comes into your hand, don't shoot everybody with a gun. Yes, sir. You must be well disciplined. You think God is going to put toad full power into some of us with the tempers we have? Tell me. And the offense that we want to keep. That if a brother mash you too, you kick him with an next foot. If you had toad full power, my brother, you will cripple the man. Huh? You will bend his nose. Yes. You will curse him in the name of the Lord.
So now this future brothers and sisters are telling you, cool your temper. Put on temperance. Put on patience. Before you use this power, before you have this adoption, you must have virtue. You must have knowledge. You must have temperance, patience. You must become like God. Godliness. And then brotherly kindness. And then the adoption will take place by the capstone. By the headstone. It takes place there. Then you know how to handle power. Because you have the character of Christ. Power apart from character is satanic. Yes. But power with character is fit to rule. That's what the prophet said on the church age. Yeah. Power apart from character is satanic. But power with character is fit to rule. And all this waiting, my brothers and sisters, the Lord is trying to burn up these kind of a temper, these kinds of things down inside of us. Yes, sir. Mellow our spirit. Yes. Mellow down, my brothers and sisters, our natures. That when he puts power and authority into our hands, then we know how to handle it. All right. Now, brothers and sisters, there was one manifested Son of God that God sent today. Do you know his name? His name was William Branham. He was grown up in this image, and he had the fullness of Pentecost. And the Lord could have trusted him with power. Yes, and he demonstrated that. Yes, he demonstrated that. He had the Lord telling him to do with a young man or young woman whatever he wanted. They came in the back of congregation and misbehaving with their Hollywood business. Yes, and the Holy Spirit come to Brother Branham. He said, do whatever you want with them. If you curse them, they are cursed right now. If you say death, they will die right now. But Brother Branham was well built. Yes. And he said, I forgive you. The Lord said, I was just trying you, Brother Branham. I was just trying you. Yes, I forgive them. You imagine that? Yes. Stephen was built upright. Yes, he said, forgive them, Father. Lay not the sin to the charge. Jesus was built upright on the cross. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. We have a little ways to go, huh? Yeah, because I can't understand how a man kicked me and forgive him because he don't know what he's doing. In my mind, what I comprehend is you well know what you're doing. And if I ain't kick you back, I really feel to kick you. That's the truth of it. Something happened, had to happen to our nature. Yeah, we want a change of nature. Yes, and that is the perfect love of God got to come down into our heart. Yes. Now God is going to bless us for speaking the truth, you know. Not for make-believe. I tell you who I am now, brothers and sisters. I need some mellowing, you know. Yes, sir. I need the perfect love of God. And how many say you need the perfect love of God? Now, when that perfect love of God come in you, it change your thinking, you know. There was a certain thinking change in a brethren. Right now, the same thing I understand, that a man kicked me, and I could only understand that you're already playing the fool and you deserve a kick. Now, that will change. And help me to understand that human being in a different way, you know. It will help me see that there's a demon that motivated the man and took over his will and caused him to do that. Yes, so now forgiveness is going to come into my heart and I will consider that man like a child. The little fellow ain't know what he's doing. Boy, look, behave yourself. Go and behave yourself. Now that's the way we'll begin to think. Yeah, but right now I don't have that. You see, I'm fighting to get that. Yes, and we are struggling, we're going to get it. Amen. How many say amen? Amen? All right. So now, my brothers and sisters, there are many quotations, but I will have to stop here.
And if you get the book later, you will buy it from India probably. And then you will get it. All these are quotations concerning adoption. But you have caught the vision tonight. Come, musicians. You have caught the vision tonight. With that simple explanation of adoption is the placing of the sons in authority and power. And when you have authority and power, then, beloved, you will manifest it. So now, if you want to know all that will happen by these manifested sons of God, you just go back to the quotations that I dealt with: outpouring, anointing, fullness of the Godhead, lattering, and all those things. Adoption is only another word used for another outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And when it comes upon us, beloved, is the very same manifestation that we had been quoting about. Yes, sir? So the manifested sons of God will be here upon the face of the earth, and they will reveal all kinds of mysteries in the end time because they have the revelation of Christ. They will raise the dead. They will heal the sick. They will heal AIDS patients. Yes, they will melt away cancer. They will be able to call down plagues. I'm telling you the truth. They will curse cities in the end time. And finally, when it comes to the end, the Lord will speak, my brothers and sisters, through a man, hit his vocal cords, and bring the dead from the grave. It might be a little brother somewhere that we don't even know. Hit his vocal cords and bring the dead from the grave. All creation groaning for these manifested sons of God. Yes, sir. If you want to read more about these manifested sons of God, then study a little bit on manifested sons that Brother Branham preached. Yes, sir. Study predestinated mystery of his will. Study hear he him. Study the tape called adoption. So you see how much we could preach here tonight. But then I will be repeating the same manifestations as I repeated in the last few messages. Yes, sir. So here we are today, the manifested sons of God. Yes, is the same thing, just like what we had the apostles doing. Yes, and what Jesus manifested. The end time bride, we will have manifested sons and daughters of God in the end time. They will stop sicknesses. They will stop creation from groaning. They will have to speak the word ministry by the third pole. And all these signs and wonders will accompany them in the end time. So now that is adoption. Adoption is the same fullness of Pentecost. Give us a song, dear.
It's the old time Holy Spirit. When the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Who gave me that old time? Give me that old time. Stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will stand the devil's lying. It's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. It's so good, I want no other, for it makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover. It's good enough for me. Who gave me that old time religion? Who gave me that old time religion? Yeah. for me. It was good in the fiery furnace. It was good in the fiery furnace. It was good in the fiery furnace. And it's good enough for me. Now for me. Who gave me that old time religion? Who gave me that old time religion? Who gave me that old time religion? It's good enough for me. Enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. Enough for me. Who gave me that? The old-time Holy Spirit and the devil in the air. But that's the reason people fear. And it's good enough, enough for me. from prison bars have flown.
Who when I hit that city?
Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Oh, brethren, I am so happy that we are going to the same city to live. Don't you want to live with one another? My Lord, let us forget the fusses in here. Yes, all the offenses, my brother, all the ill feelings, and love one another with fervent love. Yes, I long for that day. I long for that time. Yes, to think of it, that we are living in an eternal city, eternal kingdom. No pain, no sorrow, no sickness. Yes, it's something that is worth living for. Let us press the battle. Let us go on with the Lord. Yes, His grace that brought us safe thus far, that same grace will take us on. We are nearing that adoption. The time, brothers and sisters, is coming for that great adoption. That great time, brethren. Let us press the battle. Yes, the Lord bless your hearts. Thank you for the patience over the 4 days. Yes, sitting and hearing the words of life. Your attendance, brethren, your respect for the word of God, your wonderful words of commendation, it helps along the way. Yes, let us press the battle as we go along. These things that you have heard, they are true. They are true, brethren. Yes, I'm not putting something over you. This is the message of the hour. This is the truth of what the prophet taught us. Yes, believe it. Hold on to it with all your life. It's the promise of God. Yes, it shall surely come to pass. And there shall be a performance of those things that you have heard, my brother, throughout the years. May the Lord bless your hearts. I feel such a love flowing through the congregation. Yes, for one another, brother. Love for that kingdom. Love to enter that kingdom of God tonight. It's a blessing. A real blessing, my brothers and sisters. May the Lord bless your hearts. Yes. Brother Charles, dismiss us in a word of prayer, brother.
Lord, that we're not there. Oh, Lord, don't let them expect everything.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praises and the honor, the glory, the thanksgiving belong to the King that reigneth forever. Take up thy scepter, O Lord, rule and reign. In the hearts of thy saints, bring the redeemed from around the world. Make them one. Let your body be one. Bless your children tonight. Commit our lives into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Service is now dismissed, brethren.
life. Oh, what a day. A day. Shall see who wonder look upon his face. What is he, my friend? When he takes me, take me by the hand and lead me, and lead me to the promised land. Oh, what it is, it is glorious day.